Cool.
So I'm gonna start out to say the story is about the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Yeah.
More specifically, Rhoda Morgenstern. The actress who played her, Valerie Harper, is currently dying from lung cancer. So if you love Rhoda as much as I do, throw some bones to the American Cancer Society, cancer.org/donate. The story is called "You're Gonna Make It After All." I've been thinking a lot lately about getting what you want, specifically how getting what you want isn't fun. It's about the journey, not the destination. And I know that's a ham-fisted thing to say, but listen. I moved to Chicago planning a life out of Mary Tyler Moore. A fun, engaging job downtown, lots of berets. Living with friends in a trendy neighborhood and cash to burn on groovy duds. Whoever they are says that Lena Dunham's Girls is the accurate portrayal of my generation's lifestyle. Dude, fuck Hannah Horvath. I'm Rhoda Morgenstern. She got everything she wanted and a spinoff. And didn't perforate her eardrum to get it. But what sucks is none of this made me happy. That is, until a few months ago. I used to ride the train and I would laser eye hate stare anyone who tried to touch me. Now I hop on the blue line each morning singing like a bird, happy to be commuting with my book and my coffee like a little sardine. So what changed? When I realized how unhappy I was, I reached into my douchey white kid tool belt. I'm a sociologist at heart, and hopefully one day a professional sociologist. So societal ills are my first investigation point. My parents are college educated, as are their parents. Children whose parents are college educated tend to do better in school. They graduate college sooner and at higher rates. And they have a higher earning potential than their peers whose parents don't graduate college. So I thought, maybe I'm not happy because I didn't earn this. Maybe I'm not happy because I'm not Rhoda. I'm Hannah's friend, Shoshana. I'm a stupid, spoiled brat. Needless to say, I fell into a pretty deep shame spiral, and I thought I deserved to be there. Oh, great! Fuck! Now I'm Hannah and Shoshana. I'm an annoying bundle of neuroses. So I did what any stupid, spoiled brat with mental illness would do, and I got an overpriced therapist. So I resigned myself. If this is me, I better pay someone onto whom I can vomit all my feels. And then I got happy again. I wasn't anxious, and I swear to fucking God, I know this is a trope, but I noticed birds singing. And have you ever seen how adorable children can be? And also, have you had an orange lately? They're delicious. But throughout all this, what really rubbed me the wrong way is how fucking easy it was. I'm not happy because much changed in my life. In reality, only two things changed. I got a new job that isn't that much different than my last job. And I got a new apartment that isn't that much different from my last apartment. But from any talks with my shrink, who I realize now is not overpriced, I love you, Dr. Siegel, please don't kick me out of your office. She helped me get to a place where I admitted that two small things make me happier than all the other Mary Tyler Moore shit that I had collected for my life. I like to fuss about decorating and baking and stupid girly homemaker shit. And I like to talk. Is that really how fucking simple it is? That two little fucking things could make me feel all Mary Tyler Moore again? That all I needed to be Rhoda was to arrange candles and chit-chat at work. Why is it so simple now? And she told me becoming an adult is not about reaching some giant goal that will make you happy for all time. It's a series of small decisions that you make about yourself. It's accepting that you're the kind of person who messiness is not a sign of a busy week, but of an unhappy mind. And that if I don't get my talky lady time in, I get really depressed. So I sarcastically mewled from the therapist couch, something that, if you know me, you've heard me say 1,000 times in a mewly voice.
It's your journey.
Exactly, she said. So sure, yeah, I'm a little Hannah. And I'm a little Shoshana too. But that's okay, because even Hannah is annoying as shit, but has moments of brilliance. And Shoshana, in her juicy sweatpants, has shown herself to be a really good friend. In reality, I'm not really any of these people, especially not Rhoda. I don't have the headscarves for it. What's made me the happiest isn't getting some lifestyle that I stole from TV. It's finding and claiming the stupid little things, like being fucking awesome at making blueberry muffins.
That's true!
It's that stuff that makes all the other bullshit bearable. Or to say it in that ham-fisted way,
it's your journey.
Thank you, Mark. Can we talk afterwards about getting some free sponsorship money from your therapist? That would be ball.
We're single, y'all.
Yeah. What's the going?